I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We need to get like a little sound mixing deck with play some tunes. That should be the next purchase. I can get one of those.
We don't want a show to become too like tacky.
You know what I mean? Well, I mean, I could have like a mixing deck and play some tunes.
But what tunes would you play?
Little jingles.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It'd become tacky, I think.
Do you reckon
I put all that stuff in? I add all that stuff towards the end.
Oh, okay. But we could do it on the fly.
Okay, fine, if you want one.
Do you want to do something quick and funny? Quick and dirty. Do you want to do the quick and dirty on me?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. Let's go with yes.
Go to your google.co.uk. Just go to Google.
Okay. I'm on Google.
Okay. When you click on the search thing, does it come up with your last thing you searched for?
What do I need to type in? Do I need to type anything in?
No, you just click on it and it comes up with what you last searched for.
Hmm? Does it?
That's for me.
Hold on, let me try again.
Oh,
stupid thing. It's difficult, isn't it?
I didn't anticipate it this would be that difficult.
I have to type something in.
No. Mine just shows it. Okay, never mind. No, doesn't matter. Let's begin the show.
Scrap all of that.
scrap it.
Well, we could do with yours.
Well, it's not really that interesting. I've got search Twitter tweets, record Skype video, F1 Silverstone WEC 2017 timetable.
Oh, yeah, good.
Chest of drawers, Indeed, and Zoopla.
Oh, I tell you what, I can look on my phone. Because I know this works on my phone.
Ah.
Right. Maths jokes.
Maths jokes. Oh, we could search. I think we should search that.
F1. Just F1.
Just F1.
And then That's Life, Two Naked Men.
Oh.
Not us. Not us, obviously.
No, definitely not naked. Although, to be fair, not a lot of clothes have been worn the last few days, but that's just between you and me.
the heat is just too much.
The heat was just
the
like,
clothes just come off.
Oh, I was living in the fridge.
Mm. Same.
covered in ice cubes.
Pouring ice cubes
just
on your body.
All over those nips.
Yeah.
Did you put the poll up?
What? Excuse me?
did you put the poll up?
No, I just put ice cubes.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Well, I think you should put...
Oh, you mean... Oh, yeah. The Twitter poll.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Hello, everybody. It's Dave and Tom from That's Life. We have returned.
How long has it been?
After a inexcusably long period of absence.
This is mostly my fault.
Which is 95% Tom's fault. Yeah. 5% my fault as well, because I'm a bit lazy. But there's good things happening in my world anyway. I've got a new monitor to do stuff with, and I have a webcam now.
So yeah, we should say that I can see Dave, and Dave can see me.
I know, which is a first.
Which I don't really like, I'm not going to lie.
You can see my face now. It helps the interactions somewhat. Hopefully, Tom's beautiful face is staring at me right now, and his wonderful glasses and shiny hair.
And I can see Dave.
Bit rugged today.
Bit rugged.
This is a day's growth.
Is it?
Yeah,
that's like what I've got in a week.
Yeah.
I'm just so manly.
just you know, goes away, comes back. We should do that on my front of my hair, but never mind.
Yeah, I've got more hair on my head.
Yeah,
you might have more hair on your face.
Well, more hair on my body than the rest of my forehead.
Oh,
to be fair, I don't think it's getting any worse. So. That's a nice thing.
Do you not think? Oh.
No, well, no.
You have got like the Bobby Charlton. You know, like the comb over.
Oh, just the
kind of look.
Well, that's the thing. Back here, it's nice and thick. That even the hairdresser said so. So, you know, use it.
Oh, that's nice of him.
That's her.
Nice of her.
It's even better if it's a her, because then she's not bullshitting. Anyway, so yeah, that's life at back, and hopefully with some more regular content for you in
that'd be nice
in the
coming
future. So this show, we're going to say what we've been up to. I've been on holiday, Tom's been working and studying and lots of other boring shit, and so yeah, we're going to see if we can get ourselves back into it. But before that, we have a poll.
Yes, we're going to do a poll on Twitter, which you, the fan, as long as you're on here,
get involved
right now.
Do it.
We're going to put a poll up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the end of the show, we are going to discuss whatever the top thing is.
Okay. So I'm putting That's Life recording right now.
Right now, live. Hashtag live.
Now. What should we talk about? Should I put that?
What should we discuss or talk
about? What should we discuss?
Yeah. My suggestion, obviously. Because I'm like Donald Trump, and I say this is my idea.
Oh yeah, he's such a
wonderful person.
Okay, so we came up before the show. This is what we do before the shows. We prepare. This is the four things we came up with.
Yep.
Were
so.
Firstly, cheese.
Cheese. Yep.
Yep. Next up, Pluto.
Yep. Pluto.
Not the
dog.
Oh no! I guess they should decide themselves.
Well,
I mean, we aren't gonna, or should we specify?
I think we should specify Pluto.
But then it could be.
What else could Pluto be? Plutonium.
Pluto could be the name of someone else's dog.
Just say Pluto, the X planet. To clarify.
Third up, toilet brush.
Just one.
That was mine.
Just
that
one toilet. Idea, that one. Just one, yeah.
Toilet brush.
Yeah.
And fourth, beer.
Beer.
Because we know a lot about beer.
We love a good beer.
How long should I leave it on for, Dave?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. More than enough time for our fan to vote. I'm gonna have to put a few hashtags in.
Yeah, hashtag it up.
Hashtag podcast, as I always do. Hashtag comedy.
Brit pod scene.
Let's have a quick shout out to them now, seeing as you've brought them up.
Let's do it. We are Brits, and we have podcasts, so we are Brit Pod Scene.
And we're on the scene. Oh,
we sure are. And we're
so
on
they're
the
they're a group of British podcasters that kind of I don't know, just
band together.
Yeah, help out and kind of.
It's you know that scene in the 300 where all the Spartans get together and they're fighting and stuff. It's like that.
Yeah, but in podcast way, in a podcast.
Oh, it's in podcast. We don't kill anybody. Well, not directly.
We might bore them to death with our. No, excite them to death with our thrilling podcast.
Exactly. So okay. So the poll's going up.
That's Life recording right now. What should we discuss? Cheese, Pluto, the X Planet, toilet brush, beer.
Good.
Good.
Good selection. Yeah.
Tweeting.
Tweet up. Oh, I've got a tweet.
I'm tweeting.
I have a tweet from Dan's Life.
Do you?
Can I vote?
We should both vote.
That would be cheating, wouldn't it?
Okay, well, don't vote then.
Let's not vote. I think that would be cheating.
Let's not vote.
Okay, so we're going
to... Okay, we'll come back to that.
So today's show... let's kick off with my holiday, because that was exciting. So I went to, I went on holiday to the lovely country, France. I went to, me and the girlfriend Kerry went to Paris for the weekend, and then we went on a train, on a French train, first class French train.
First class,
because
yeah.
because we're loaded like that. and
we Dave, you know what we should, you know what we should do? We should do the rest of this podcast in French as a tribute.
Je vais travailler pour le...
Ah oui. Oui, oui. oui.
Paris,
mon ami.
Travailler, voyager, Paris.
Je quel âge? Je
voudrais le Renault.
J'adore la France.
J'adore le vivre France.
J'adore le Renault. Alright, let's forget that idea. I don't think we're good enough at French.
That's just a terrible idea. That's the worst idea ever. That is an outtake for definite proportions.
No, I'm leaving that in.
We're keeping that in
the meme.
Oh, okay.
We don't have many, you know, good bits.
We have so few quality stuff, we leave that in. Fine. We'll live with that. So I went to France. We went on the train. We went to Saint-Malo. We met my mum and dad. We stayed in the Gite. We took a boat to Jersey. And then we flew back to the UK. It was a wonderful week. It was a wonderful time.
That was a very brief... a flying visit of your flying visit.
Succinct is the...
Yeah.
Right. Well, very succinct. Nice, yeah. It was good. There's nothing crazy really happened. I almost lost my phone once.
What would you have done?
I don't know what I would have actually done. I would have been in a lot of pickles.
your life revolves around your phone.
Yeah, it would have been tragic because like, we got on the metro, and it was cramped, so I was standing up. And then a guy taps me on my shoulder, and then he's handing my phone back to me.
Oh God!
I was like, "What?" Oh, I was just like, "Mercy, what?"
Because I thought you dropped it, or
I don't know. I thought it was in my pocket.
Maybe he took it out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was in my pocket. So
maybe he took it out, and he had like a thing where he could take all the information off your phone, like he plugs in a USB, and it's like bloop 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 bloop. And he gets all your stuff, and he's like, "Oh, sorry, that's my French accent. Sorry, monsieur, your le phone,
le iPhone." You know what? You might be right. I guess I'll have to. Maybe he did that and saw I had nothing interesting, so he just gave it back to me. Or maybe he saw the phone and was like, "What is this shit?"
Well, he would have seen all the That's Life podcasts. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
One thing that did happen. We were walking up to this big castle on the hill sort of thing. I think Montparnasse, I think it was called. And we were walking up there, and there's like all these guys trying to sell stuff.
Right.
And we were just walking up there. Look, we were looking like, oh, it's a lovely castle. Next thing I know, these two guys, one of them grabs my arm. The other one grabs Kerry's arm, and he's like showing us these threads, like little threads, trying to sell us them. He's like, "Try
threads."
Like,
what do you mean threads?
It was just like a little bit of cloth or something,
right?
And he's just trying to. He's like, "Try it on. You look lovely with it, or whatever." I'm like, "No, go away.
No.
Release my arm."
I don't know the French for this.
he was getting really quite in your face, in my face, and I tried, and Kerry, I didn't realise, I looked back and Kerry was like being pulled back by this guy, trying to force her to buy these guys' crap. So we managed to get away, obviously, with our lives. But it was a bit traumatic.
A bit much where they're trying to force you.
Yeah, exactly. They shouldn't touch, really.
When we went to Turkey, like they're all del boys. They're all going, "Oh mate, you know what you need is, I've got it here, like real cheap as well, is this towel." It's like, oh, look at it. Oh, yeah, red's really for you. Yeah, I'll give it to you half price.
You'd love a red towel.
And you're there going, I don't really want a towel. It's like, oh, you do. You know, you oh, do. And these, this hat, I mean, oh. I mean, wear it. Oh, amazing. It was like it was made for you. Like, deal. You can have them both for, a really, it's like, no, thank you.
But then you do buy it. And he's like, okay, I've got this guy now. So then he takes you to
yeah, he's hooked.
He takes you to the butt plug section, and he's like, I've got these nice red butt plugs. He's like two for a pound. You're like, well, it'd be wrong to say no at this point.
I feel like I've come this far. We've become friends.
Yeah, I know. He shoves it up your ass, and you're like, oh, what?
Oh God, this is taking a turn for worse.
No. Oh, okay. Warning, sexual...
Explicit content.
Content. If you don't know what a butt plug is, Google it and find out.
Anyway. You should do it on the... what's that search where it doesn't remember like anything? We all know what we're talking about.
The private thing. Yeah. Yeah,
do it there because you don't want to revisit
it. You don't want that recorded. No.
Yeah, you don't want to... I've never Googled that.
Have you not?
I've never Googled
Well, maybe I should download my Google history thing and find out. Maybe I did once.
Oh God, who knows? Let's not do that.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm pretty famous. You're listening to That's Life. I was on there once.
Let's have a quick look at the Twitter.
5 minutes in, and we have.
5 minutes? Is that all it's been?
No,
I
don't know.
It feels like much longer. We've had 5 votes, Dave.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Do you want to know what is coming?
No.
No, you don't want to know?
I want to know at the end of the vote. I want to know what the end of the... At the end is.
So we've had 5 votes.
Five votes. Okay, that's good. That's some people. What else? So, yeah, we stayed in a nice hotel. We had a shower there, and... TV and his comfy bed. Really hot though. It was really hot weather. It was actually gorgeous weather the whole time.
So this was in Paris.
That was in Paris.
Yeah, Paris.
Then we got the train. It was really cool in the train station because they had the old school, the boards that got all the numbers and all the letters in each section.
Okay.
And it ticks out and it ticks down. I'm waving my hand. You can see me.
I can see you waving.
You know what I mean by this, don't you? Yeah, we had a nice trip on the first class of all the business people. Though there was a bit of a whoo moment because we
a whoo moment
because the train was really late. Well, it was about half hour late getting on it, and it left quite late because some people were very ungracious and killed themselves on the line into Paris. But there you go. You have to
How
ruin
selfish.
Your, you want to ruin your own life? Don't ruin everyone else at the same time. But I guess it'd be the quickest way to go if you were. Really wanted to. Anyway.
What? Standing in front of a train? Being hit by a train?
Yeah, quickest way to go.
Well, what about gunshot to the head?
You could miss.
Your head?
Well, you have to hit the right bit.
Do you?
Yeah, haven't you seen X-Files?
I haven't given it that much thought. No, and I haven't actually.
X-Files, he gets shot in the head and he's like, oh.
You cut the wrong bit, idiot.
I think he generally missed. He got skimmed it or something.
Oh.
I don't understand. It was in the X-Files film. It was crap anyway.
Moving on.
So we got into Rennes and then the train stopped and everyone gets off. And me and Kerry were still sat on it. Like, well, we're sat here a while. Are we going to go? So there's a guy cleaning the train comes up and we're like, so I say to him, oh, excusez-moi,
S'il vous plaît.
I basically said, is the train going to St. Malo? And he said...
In French or in English?
No, I said it in French.
Go on then, let's hear it.
I can't work out.
Oh, busted.
No, because when you're there, you pick it up, don't you?
It's only a week ago. Can't you remember?
I can't remember, but I got that. I got that. He knew what I meant. He knew what I was saying.
He's probably like, I do not have a clue what this guy is on about. I'll just pretend like I do. Like, yeah.
This bloody English.
Oh, wee, yeah. Get off the train.
Basically, yeah, it was get off the train because the train had. The train was so late they cancelled the rest of the journey, so we had to get off, and then we got on another train, which didn't have any first class carriages.
Oh God, not good enough.
So we had to slum it with a bunch of kids all the way to Sim.
And you paid to have first class.
I did pay. You know what? It was very good actually, because they emailed me saying, "Oh, we know there was a problem with your journey. Fill in the form here and get compensation." I was like,
"Oh, sweet. How much compensation do you get?"
Well, they haven't said yet. Okay. I filled it in. I'm waiting for something in the post. So that was nice. We got there. First class was
nice of them to see that.
Yeah, first class was nice. You know, we had reclining seats and they went up and down, and we had like a little light on our table and stuff.
A light to read, presumably, or something.
I tried to get some sleep actually because it was an early start. But never mind. And then we got to Samado. We met my mum and dad, and then we went to the Jeet, and it was lovely. Yeah, it was really nice.
For those who don't know, because I didn't know till this week, what's a Jeet?
So it's a little house basically.
Spelled GITE, right?
GITE, yes. With a little hat above the eye. It was a converted barn basically. It was awesome. You know, it was really cozy, and we had French TV, and Dad brought some DVDs of comedy stuff, and we watched that. We had some nice meals and everything. It was a fantastic, a great little getaway. And there was a goat. Kerry liked the goats.
Was that like a pet goat or a wild goat?
No, it was a pet goat. Yeah. She was very friendly, and we did like nice little walks and out for some nice restaurant meals, and went to the zoo. There's a zoo nearby. They had all sorts going on there.
Ooh. What was the best thing at the zoo?
You could walk with the lemurs.
Oh, okay.
You could like go in there a bit, and you can like walk around with them and stuff.
Huh.
One of them actually jumped up on me.
And I looked into its eyes. And it's a moment we'll both never forget.
Ooh. No, he came. He went on my lap actually. It was quite nice.
Oh,
it's a lovely little.
And you were like, son, father.
What happened? I'll take him home. So that was that was a beautiful moment. Oh. And they went to Jersey on the boat and saw you.
That's where I am.
It is where you are. Yeah, funny though.
That's where I live.
And I got to drive my car about. That was great. I didn't crash into anybody or anything. Went swimming. Oh, it was a fantastic holiday. Then I came back here and it's all rubbish. But there we go.
That's the spirit.
That was my holiday.
But you had a good time whilst you were away.
I had a fantastic time. And of course, Le Mans 24 Hours was there on the weekend as well. Toyota did awful. Porsche did only slightly better. Well, Porsche won, but slightly better.
Yeah.
It was a great race. Great race. Right to the end with the GT cars fighting it out as well. Another classic race. And of course, Formula 1 this weekend. But anyway, what have you been going up to some fun frolics since the last show?
Well, I saw you when you came here.
You did see me.
That was nice.
Lovely,
We went for a meal.
Then went for lunch.
We had lunch together. That was nice.
That was a nice lunch. Your pie was good times, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for trying it.
It was great. You didn't eat the mushrooms.
I ate some of them.
You ate some of them.
The thing is, it came because I have an hour for lunch. It came too late for me to really, you know,
enjoy.
Polish off the pie.
By the way, that tenner you gave me
wasn't real. Oh no, I mean, wasn't it enough? Okay,
the pie alone was £11.25. So.
Was it? You said you were going to pay,
I'm such a nice friend, I'll let that one slip. That's fine.
No, hold on. You said you were going to pay.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I'm saying I'm letting it slip.
And I was like, no, I will give you £10 towards it.
Oh, okay, fine.
So you can still pay.
You're allowed.
But how much was it? What was about £3 short?
I think it was I don't know how much the Coke was.
Because I already owe you £6 for the fantastic website that we have, which you should go to right away. So I already owe you £6, so we'll round it up to £7. No, to £10.
Hey, you can buy me a burger at Silverstone.
A £10 burger, yeah. That'd probably be It probably cost £10 for a burger.
Probably is, yeah. Anyway.
Should we check Twitter?
How long have we got to go on the poll?
Good question. I'm just going to check the Twitter now.
Now.
Boom, 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 boom.
You are listening to the sound of now.
The sound of That's Life podcast. The beating of the heart as it goes. 1 minute left. We've had
1 minute
votes.
Left on the. We've had. Oh, that's
six votes.
That's disappointing. Only increased by 1 minute.
We left. Have had a retweet, though, actually.
Really?
Someone's retweeted it.
Oh, that is. Superb. Well done, you.
I'm going to find out who it was and I'm going to.
Oh, I tell you what. Who
Wrong Thing Podcast retweeted us.
The Who Podcast?
Wrong Think.
The Wrong Think. Then you.
Not the Wrong Think. Wrong Think. I'm going to have a look at Election Night Shenanigans is their pinned tweet at the top. So I'm going to retweet their pinned tweet. Because I'm a nice guy like that. That's what we do.
You scratch the backs, yeah?
Yeah, they scratched our backs. We scratched their backs. Okay, I think we'll be about ready.
What if there's a tie? We have to do a tiebreaker, Paul.
Let's just see first. It might not be a tie. it's not a tie.
Ooh, we have a definite winner.
We have a definite winner.
definite winner. And the winner is?
Ending, it says. So I'm just going to wait for the poll to end.
Oh, okay, wait for the end, for the proper moment. We can announce the poll winner that we will discuss on this show.
Okay, I'm just going to say what it is now, because this could be a while. Zero votes. Do you want to guess which one got no votes?
Toilet brush.
Yes! I thought that would win. I honestly thought people would be like, toilet brush.
Toilet brush.
Oh, Dave! Eight what? Votes! This it's changes
gone
everything.
It's got, no, oh, wow, what's happening?
It doesn't change anything at all.
There's only one winner here.
So, a joint second place
is there?
With 25% each is... Gotta breathe in.
Breathe in.
Pluto.
Ooh, I thought
and beer, which means the winner is cheese on 50%.
Cheese! Oh, brilliant.
50% my... the voters said cheese.
So all four of you, well done.
Should we do this now?
Well, we're on the roll.
Yeah,
so
we're on the roll. What's your favourite kind of cheese, Dave?
I love a good cheddar cheese.
Right, what else should we talk about?
Well, that one's sorted then.
Sorted. Good stuff.
I love all sorts of cheeses. And you can have cheese on anything.
If you could pick a cheese, one cheese to have.
Gouda.
Hmm?
Gouda.
Gouda?
Gouda. Gouda cheese.
Because it's gouda than the rest.
Budum tish.
That was a rubbish joke.
Oh, you know, no.
Gouda. Okay. I don't think I've ever had that one.
You know, you've got Emmental, you've got... How many cheeses can you name?
Oh, no!
No!
Dave's gone. Okay, I'm still recording. I'm still recording, so that's fine. That's fine. Oh, right in the middle of the cheese conversation. Okay, we're going to get Dave back. Hopefully we can just reconnect. Skype's basically gone down.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Dave, we're back.
Whoa. Oh, thank God
Dave,
for that.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
It's fine.
Okay.
So let's go pick up where we left off.
How many cheeses can you name?
Well, me.
Cheddar. Camembert. Which incidentally is my favourite.
Oh, is it?
But I can't eat it nowadays because of my ingestion issues.
Your insides. They let you down.
They've let me down. Edam.
Edam, yeah. That's a good one.
Edam is the only cheese that's made backwards. Yeah, there you go.
Anyway,
thank you very much, everybody. I'm here for like half an hour more.
About half hour.
I'm out. What's
burger cheese?
Huh?
Burger cheese.
Cheese and chips.
Cheese and chips.
Cheese chips. cheese string.
Cheese string. Yeah, cheese dippers. Is that a thing?
Cheese.
Pizza? Is that a cheese? Mm,
it's got cheese on it.
Yeah. Oh, mozzarella. There you go.
Mozzarella.
You've got mozzarella.
Goat cheese?
Here's some you could have had. You could have had goat. Yeah.
Oh, how did we get onto this? Oh, yeah, cheese.
Cheese. You could have had Swiss.
Yep. Swiss cheese.
Yes. Swiss. There's a cheese called rubbing. Yeah. You could have had paneer. You could have had calamari. You could have had cream cheese.
Okay, I feel like we've run our course with the cheese conversation.
Brussels cheese. Serene.
Okay, and this is enough. This is too much cheese now.
Esrom.
Too much cheese. Okay.
Raclette. You could have had raclette cheese.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Feta cheese.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese. What's your favourite type of having cheese? What would you have cheese on? Bread, toast?
I quite like cheese on its own.
Just a big block.
Just a big bite out of it.
Just a big... Mm, lovely.
Camembert as like a cake. Yeah. Oh, no. Dipping stuff into a baked camembert.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had that.
You put like cheese sticks or something in.
That's no. That is the could have cheese. Ooh, curds.
That's the dogs.
That's the dogs, is it? we have a raclette. That's delicious. We could have a raclette when you're over, maybe.
Sure thing.
Brick cheese, string cheese. Swiss
we've tangented cheese. Too far. Take end of cheese conversation.
But the
now.
but the
nope no.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
So it's going well. I feel the show's going well.
Right, you know what I would love right now, Dave? More than cheese, more than a big hug, is a story about your neighbours. I mean,
my neighbours?
Would that be possible? I mean, that's the one thing I want right now.
Why would you bring them anything. Up? Why would you bring them up?
I mean, very, that'd be great.
Very odd. So I don't know if I've mentioned... I think I might have mentioned my neighbours before. I thought they were doing some weird stuff. Well, it turns out that they were students at the university here in Milton Keynes.
Okay.
And so one night, we noticed that they sort of just upped and left in their... They had two cars, but I don't know what happened to one of them. They just upped and left in their car. We thought they'd...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Gone on holiday or gone back to China or wherever the hell they've gone. So we didn't think much of it. It was only like a few weeks ago. We kept saying, they're not back, are they? They're still gone away. And then the landlord was round their face and he's like, and I saw him. I came home from work and I saw him. I was like, oh, mate, what's going on next door? What's happened? And he told me that apparently they upped and left.
And they didn't pay their rent.
They didn't. Well, they were at the end. Apparently, they were at the end of their tenancy agreement, and they emailed them saying, "Hey, would you like to extend it?" Da, da, da. But they just didn't reply and just buggered off.
That's rude.
I know, it's so ridiculous. Rude. But it's what's worse is that they had left the house in like such an awful state.
Oh, really?
Like, literally, the guy had to. When I got back, he was gutting the place. He's like ripping out all the stuff. Because it was just a complete pigsty.
And you say they're from China?
Yeah, I believe so.
So they might have just gone... They've gone back there. You're never going to find them again.
Never see them again.
Never see them again. Probably back to live in China.
I can't remember what the guy's name was. I saw it on a thing. But yeah, it was very... I've always found they were a bit odd. Yeah. Like they wouldn't never answer the door and and just going out at odd times. And they had a dog with them. They had a corgi.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to the dog. I don't want to know.
Yeah, yeah, maybe better. They eat dogs in China, don't they?
There's a festival.
Am I allowed to say that? I don't know.
Anyone object? There's no objections here.
No objections.
No. So the poor guy, he's currently having to redo the whole place and do it up, but it was just fine. Fine with me. I didn't really like them.
Yeah.
They're not missed. Exactly. So I'm going to get some new neighbours.
Oh. Yeah. Do you know who they are?
Yeah, I think the place is still on the rent for them, on the market for some new tenants. So that'll be interesting. Apparently, I saw it. They want some more money than we're renting here. So that's interesting. Won't be moving. Put it that way. We won't be moving.
That's good. But yeah, depends who your neighbours are.
Well, true. Yeah, they might be crazy.
They might be crazy.
Might be some crazy lesbians or something. Who knows? Ooh. We'll find out soon enough.
Perhaps there'll be crazy lesbians who want to team up, you know, group together.
Group, get it. Get the whole street on the scene. In fact, well, maybe they're lesbian vampires.
Oh, I haven't seen that film, but...
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
I thought we watched it together. No?
Nope.
Did we not? I have to bring it around one day.
You must have watched it with someone else.
I think I might.
You've got another friend, haven't you?
My
God.
Maybe one or two.
How can you do this to me?
Well, you're not in the UK, man. You need the physical. It's all right. Don't cry. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, anyway. So, yeah. New neighbours for me. That's going to be exciting. And they're just... good riddance to bad rubbish, anyway, that's why I say.
Yeah.
So what's happened with you recently?
Oh, so one interesting thing, which I thought I would share with you on the podcast.
Do share.
So I've joined the work football league. We do a summer league. So we did it last year. I think we might have talked about it last year.
I think we did, too.
And I've joined a team again for this year. And... my aim going in was just not to make an ass of myself. Like that was kind of... I wasn't expecting to score or to do anything that good.
Not too much then.
I just didn't want to make an ass of myself. And, So, I was outfield. Oh, Dave's face just lit up.
I've been presented a... plate of toast on butter on pate.
Oh, this is bad because now we're going to have to listen to you eating it.
Well, I need something to munch on while you're telling the story.
Okay. If I tell my story, you're not allowed to talk. Oh, God. It's bad enough I could hear you before. Now I can see you and hear you. Bits all around your mouth.
Mm.
Oh, not closing it properly. You can see inside. It's horrible.
This is some great pate, darling.
Oh, God. I'm glad you're enjoying it, darling.
Come on, story.
So I'm outfield. It's like, as it turns out, we're winning by quite a way. So there's not much at stake. So there's no sort of like, it's not like it's a draw and we can't concede. You know, this is very unnerving. Staring at you as you eat.
Oh, that's good. A little bit of jelly.
Oh, I hate that. Oh. Avoid the jelly. So I'm outfield and I'm like really tired.
Oh, 5 minutes of running about.
Less than five, probably right. Like three. I'm pretty unfit. So you're allowed to swap the goalie. You're like allowed, so you can.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, right, I'm tired, and I knew my drink was at the goal.
No one wants to be in goal.
Well, I didn't mind when I'm tired because I needed a break. It's like I can't run, so I need to. If I stand in goal, I can have a break.
This is indoor, yeah?
No, this is outdoor. Six-a-side league.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So, don't let me distract you.
No, it's difficult because no, it's the sound. It's the talking with your mouth full. It's very. Didn't your mum teach you not to do that?
Bit of mastication.
Yeah. So, I'm outfield and I'm tired and I'm like right. I'm like ref. We're swapping like to the guy and then to the ref and then the guy in goal. I'm like right, let's swap, mate. And I'm like, oh, because we'd just scored, so it was like it was a breaking play.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, right, so I'm going towards goal, and I'm looking for my drink, and I'm like, oh, I put it here somewhere. Like, I'm looking around in the goal, like I'm sure I left it here somewhere. And then I hear Tom like that, and I turn around, and I just see the ball like sailing over my head straight into the goal. Mate. I put my hands up like to try and save it, and I just hear it hit the back of the net. And then my team are all going, oh no. Oh God. Oh dude, what the hell's going on? Who the hell is this guy? Like, does he know the rules?
Oh, well done, mate.
Jesus. And then I laughed quite a lot because I didn't know what else to do.
It's not funny, Tom.
No, it's not funny. It's not. It's shameful. But it wasn't. We were like winning by miles. I think we won like 12-3 in the end. So
should have been 12-2.
Should have been
12-2, mate. Sorry.
But,
did you save one later on to make up for
not
it?
Not really. I'm not very good in goal. I'm not good outfield or in goal. I kind of go. I feel so, like I'm a waste of a player being out of goal, but when I'm in goal, I'm terrible.
So are you the Minardi of the
I'm like the joke act of the team.
Worse than a Minardi, then.
Yeah, I dare say I'm a bit. I'm the McLaren. He said it. He went there.
The McLaren. It's only because the Honda. It's fine.
Yeah, the Honda of F1.
Oh, mate.
So
well, everyone knows now.
So, yeah, so I managed to make an arse of myself.
No one will pick you for football again.
Well, I got picked the next 2 weeks, so we've had two games since, which I've not done as badly. I haven't made an arse of myself.
Oh, good. Oh, well done. Well done.
So that's good. That's improvement, yeah.
Clear improvement there, then.
Yeah. But I think it was quite unfair of the team we were playing just to shoot when I wasn't even ready because I was just still getting into goal. I was facing away. I was facing into the goal.
It's a cheap shot.
Oh.
Just get one back to go quickly. Just boom. There you go.
Yeah, well.
But you won't make that mistake again. You'll keep your water bottle next to you. Just on you at all times.
Yeah, well, you can't hold it whilst you're playing, so you kind of have to have it on the sidelines. But, yeah, that wasn't a great moment for me.
Oh, dear. No, I played squash before we went on holiday.
Oh, yeah? How did that go?
Oh, I lost 4-0. So, yeah. It's getting back into things. No one seems to want to play in this league. I messaged everybody saying, who wants to play? And I got, like, no responses. So, it's a bit rubbish, really.
They saw you coming.
Yeah, they did. No one wants to play me.
Oh. It's probably because you're so good.
Oh, so my reputation precedes me.
Yeah.
Do you find everyday life boring? Then check out our podcast, That's Life, and we'll make everything seem so much brighter.
Oh, we just had an awkward stare.
don't look at me. Well, does that mean it's time for some 50 Shades of Grey?
I think we should end the show on 50 Shades of Grey. Do you think that's wise? So, Dave, explain what this means.
Oh, God. What this means...
Because I've forgotten what it is, and the fan won't know.
This means we're about to get steamy. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes. Let me just... Yep. Yeah, I'm comfortable.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what I have here today for you to enjoy from your viewing ears is the 50 Shades Generator. So, shall we begin this passage? And this would be a good way to finish.
Is that have you started?
No. Oh. This would be a good way to finish our returning
comeback episode
show.
We've had quite a lot of comeback episodes.
We do. We keep doing them. Right. Are you ready? What voice should I say this in? Shall I do this in a female voice or a?
Do it in a German voice, a German accent.
I'll try.
So hold on. What is happening? What's happening?
What is happening?
Just explain what you're looking at and doing.
Well, it's just a passageway. That's
oh, no, but
it just randomly generates smut.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So do you have to type in a word or anything, or does it just give you?
No. It's done it. I just have to click on the website and it's opened.
Is it from the book? The books? Or
of course not. No, of course not. But
random.
It could be from the book. That's the point. Okay.
So it just makes up all sorts of
weird stuff.
Indeed, yes.
But it all makes sense. It all flows.
Yeah. Okay. Take it away.
I can't wait to devour the love mayonnaise from his trickling from his wetter than an Italian cruise ship. Is now the time I tell him I really need to crown a Aww, that's horrific. The ploughing of my puckered oxo-orifice.
Oxo-orifice? What? What's that?
This is horrendous. This is just fucking disgusting. Let's continue. The mixture of foot-long fudge do you want another one?
Do I? Not really. Not really.
I'll do this one in a posh accent.
Okay.
The slamming of my mayonnaise cannon. John Wayne's sandalbags. The mixture of toilet.
Oh, what?
The seemingly never-ending stream of emanating from his coated like a plasterer's radio.
Oh, God. Oh, a plasterer's radio. That's quite funny.
Hardcore stuff. A plasterer's radio. That makes a lot of sense.
Feel a bit sick.
This is just dreadful, isn't it? No, right. 50 Shades of Grey, everybody.
50 Shades, random generator.
It's probably as good as the book. Not that I've ever read the book. I've seen the film, though. It's pretty bad.
Have you? What inspired you to watch that?
The horny.
Oh, God. So you chose, you wanted to watch it. You can't even deny it. You're just like, yeah, I wanted to watch it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
I just wanted to watch it. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard it's not great, but
it's what it is. I didn't watch it alone.
With Kerry? Who did you watch it with? Kerry.
Well, Kerry, yes.
All right, well, that's fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
A couple's film. It's a rom-com, right?
yeah, that's the
sure,
word.
Sure, yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Don't watch it. It just you lose a few brain cells.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. All right. So, have we run our course? That went fast. I can't believe it's already over.
That was a quick hour.
Quick hour. So we would like to take this chance to say, check out the new website, check out the Facebook page, Twitter page. Whatever page, the Acast page for the podcast.
The A page. We should call it the A page.
What page?
Acast page. The A page.
But people won't know what that means.
Well, I guess. True the fans would know.
Acast. The Acast website.
The Acast.
Where we are hosted.
Thanks everyone that voted in the poll. We might do that again. That was quite fun. We are going to be more regular with more stuff soon.
Yes.
Better and better stuff.
Thank you for tuning in to Dutch Life Podcast.
You're very welcome to.
What? What?
You're welcome. You're welcome from tuning in and listening.
I don't understand.
And listening to this.
You're welcome. You're welcome to who?
Raffle. No, you're welcome. You are welcome.
What? This is what I love about the show is we're on the same wavelength like all the time. You know, we always rebound of each other.
There's cottage cheese as well. You could have had farmer's cheese, smoked cheese, soy cheese, rice cheese.
I think if we just fade Dave out, that would probably be fine.
Ah, bacon fell, traditional Lancashire cheese.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Isle of Mold cheddar.
This Isle is a little mold. Bit like if James May was on the show. Just like
Gloucestershire
cheese. I've got Gloucestershire cheese.
Little Derby, marble cheese, Newport, 1665. It's got a year on it. Stilton. We didn't say Stilton.
We're still talking about Jesus.
Stinking Bishop.
Was that from Fifty Shades or the cheeses?
Waterloo cheese, Celtic Golds, Cornish Blue, David's Toe cheddar.
Ah, David's Toe? That can't be a real one.
Yeah.
David's Toe cheddar.
David's Toe cheddar is an award-winning cheddar cheese manufactured at David's Toe in Cornwall.
Oh, not from someone called David's Toe. That'd be minging.
No, David Stowe.
You'd have to have a big toe.
David Stowe, of course.
Is there a Tom's Toe?
No.
Oh. I think Tom's Toe would be better. Have we come to the end of our cheese rant?
I want to get my clothes off and get into bed.
Yeah.
All this talk of war. It's
That's Life podcast is part of Brit Pod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritPodScene.com or follow Britpod Scene on Twitter to find out more.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.